When we were thinking of which one of the short story titles to use for the collection, one of the things that kind of came through for me was that all of these stories reflect the points of view of people trying to make sense out of where they are in life, and some of them are really rather restricted. In a couple of cases, in a couple of the stories, literally in terms of the boxes. And for whatever reason, because of bad decisions in their past, or because of circumstances outside of their control, and it's been, and I have to confess that I don't want to know too much about my writing and how it works. It's kind of like if it's working, don't poke at it with a stick, you know, Mike. And as I've been talking with the editor and the publisher about these stories and discovering some of these little themes and how things would flow one from another, it's been really interesting to me. And then reading some of the reviews of the book, I'm touching wood here because up to this particular point, the reviews have been fairly positive. And so it's been like, I never realized that, Mike. Oh, that's in, oh, they're right. This is, this is about people and this kind of, hadn't thought of that. I'm just the writer. What do I know?
So not to get too technical into the writing because you don't want to mess with it, but I was curious if you write when it hits you, do you need to be in a certain place? Do you have to have a certain routine, or is it more kind of spontaneous?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked that because it's something that I talk with my students about, and also with other people who are interested in writing. And part of it is I used to believe that oh yes, you have to have oh I if I only had more time, I this would be great. Or if I had that lucky spot, or I'm waiting for the muse to hit. And I've it took me a long time to work through this. But I finally come to realize it, and some people don't like it when I say it to them. As I say, there's no magic to writing. I said, there's no muse. There's only occasional inspiration. The rest of it is just getting your sorry butt out of bed and sitting down in front of the computer and doing it. And I'm an early morning guy, so sometimes that's before anybody else in the house is up. And as a fellow a writer and poet, Leo Kanellin, who used to be Poet Laureate for the state of Connecticut and has left us a few years ago, but he was an early supporter. As a matter of fact, the volume is dedicated to him. He was an earlier supporter and believer in my writing, and I remember in his very gruff, no-nonsense voice, he would say to me, "Writer's right, Frank. Writer's right." And in the mornings, Mike, when I really don't want to do it, I don't write every day, but I just hear Leo's voice, and some days maybe I'll get a couple of good sentences. Other days it might be several pages, but if you keep at it, pretty soon you got a short story. Well, the first draft, and then you go back and you revise it 20 times. But that part is it's not easier, but it's part of the pleasure.
I don't know if you have the book close by and might be willing to maybe read a page or so from one of your favorites.
I like the first story. First of all, the title I think is interesting. My first ex-wife's third wedding. You know, my first ex-wife said, "It never occurred to me that I'd be married three times." It was a month before her June wedding, and she was triple-guessing herself. "Don't get me wrong, Kenny," she said. "He's a great guy. I haven't felt like this, well..." I could hear the smile in her voice. "Well, since you and I were getting married." "Well, there's your warning," I said. Rox had called me from the road. She was somewhere in Ohio behind the wheel of a rental car, halfway between an airport and a hotel. "We were young," she said. "We didn't know what we needed to make it past those first few years." "Mileage," I said. "Yes," she said. "Mileage is a good thing. It shows you the landscape." We'd had parts of this conversation before, although the roles had been reversed. I had been the one planning on getting married a third time. And I like that story, and that's why I wanted to lead. And that's, I think it's one of the only, I think that might be the only story that's in first person in here, but it doesn't mean it's me.